ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिप्राणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम्। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ॐ ईश्वरं गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We have begun this text, Vakya Uttihi of Shankara Bhagavatpada. And Vakyam, you know the meaning of the word Vakyam, you know the meaning of the word Vrittihi. And the main meaning which we should take here is the technical meaning, a method, a specific method by which a sentence conveys a meaning. If you use certain what, how should I take the meaning? Is it? Method is what? Vrittihi here. So, Vakya Vrittihi here is the, we are going to use a method to arrive at the meaning of this sentence. And which sentence here? A great statement, a great declaration, Vedantic great declaration, which reveals the essential oneness of individual and the total. Which means, now in this statement, Tattvamasi, where the three words are there, and the Tat, Tvam is a second person singular pronoun, Tat is a third person singular pronoun, Tat stands for that, that means that which stands for Ishwara, the whole. And Tvam stands for you, the individual. So here Upanishad, Vedanta Shastram addresses every human being as what? Tvam, you. And that you, yesterday I discussed the Vachyartha. We had two meanings for each word. Vachyartha and Lakshyartha. Vachyartha is the literal direct meaning. Is Vachyartha. And Lakshyartha is the implied meaning. Something specifically states, shows. Okay. Now, we understood yesterday the Vachyartha of the word Tvam. Clear? So, every individual human being is meant by the word Tvam. Tvam literally means all the components which constitute a human being. So, we understand a human being is a composite of all his different aspects. There is Atma, there is essence, mana, mind, intellect, memory, physiological functions, organs of actions, organs of instruments of perception, organs of knowledge, the human physical body, the, all the limbs. All of them constitute a human being. If we ask you the question, what is a car? Can you say what is a car? You have to say car is a something, a vehicle, which is made of, which is assembled with many spare parts intelligently. Which assembled intelligently with many spare parts. isn't it? So many things. Every human being ourselves what? Is a composite of many aspects. This is the literal direct meaning of the word Tvam. Okay, now, what about Tat? The Tat, the third person singular pronoun, which means Ishvara, it stands for Ishvara, the whole. Tat means Ishvara, Ishvara stands for the whole. And already you can understand when you say whole, whole is inclusive of every fraction. Isn't it? The whole is inclusive of you already. You do not include the whole, but the whole includes you. Is inclusive of you. If it doesn't include you, it cannot be the whole. Got it? The whole. So Ishvara, the whole. And here the total, the macrocosmic being is meant by this word Tat. And here what is the vachyartha of the word Tat? What is the literal that meaning of the word Tat? Ishvara. Again, Ishvara means what? The whole. The whole can be what? The whole must be the gross universe which you are experiencing in the waking state. And there's a subtle universe you experience in the dream state. And there's also unmanifested universe. When there's neither experience of the subtle universe, dream of dream, nor is there a gross universe. Is it? Got unmanifested universe. So already you must understand unmanifested universe, isn't it, is not non-existent. Is it clear? Already existent, always existent universe is what? Unmanifested, undifferentiated universe. Like how we have this physical body, we call it individual's upadhi. The physical body, the subtle body, many subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body, and also we say ignorance, okay? Avidya, which is a causal body. All these three, now all the things which you understood, we can reduce to what? Three words as sthula, sukshma, karna, shairani. Now these three, all the aspects which constitute individual, we can say the Atma with three bodies is an individual. Similarly here, Ishvara also, the same Atma is there as source of manifestation, isn't it? So, there is Atma with what now? Three worlds. The gross universe experienced in the waking state is not outside of Ishvara. Subtle universe and the unmanifested, undifferentiated universe. Because just as we have sthula shairam, the sthula prapanchaha. Sukshma shairam, suksha prapanchaha. Corresponding total. Whatever you have, is the corresponding total of every, whatever individual human being has. So karana shairam, karana prapanchaha, causal universe. What is causal universe? When a gross and subtle universe remain unmanifested, undifferentiated, it is called causal universe. Karana prapanchaha. Isn't it? So, Jiva is also Atma with three bodies. Ishvara is Atma with three worlds. So here, these three bodies are set with three upadis. And here, for Ishvara also says upadhi. Worlds are like three upadis. Upadhi, you all know very well already the meaning. You can take it as manifesting media. Okay, three upadis. That's how expression. When somebody is asleep, fast asleep, there's no expression of the individual. Isn't it? Individual remains asleep means, he's asleep means the body may be there, but there's no expression. There's no manifestation. The person wakes up and he moves around, the body is active, speech is speaking and his mind is thinking. So thoughts are expressed in the form of words, behavior. And he is doing something, isn't it? Then the person is what? There is expression. So this is a manifesting media. Being expressive of oneself is what? Being manifested. Got it? So this expression. Like that, Ishvara also, how do you see Ishvara? you understand the person through the expressions, the person's expression in the form of physical, oral, mental activities. Similarly, here, through these universes, understand Ishvara. Ishvara is expressed himself in the form of three worlds. Three manifesting media. Understand? Okay. So now, we have this Ishvara. This is the literal meaning, Vachyartha of Ishvara and Jiva. Now, definitely, from the standpoint of this Vachyartha of Ishvara and Jiva, this equating is not possible. Equation is not possible. Jiva cannot be equated to Ishvara from the standpoint of the Vachyartha. Understand? Because the limitations of the individual or the individuals' upadhis have their own limitations. Understand? Therefore, Ishvara's upadhis are total. Individual's upadhis are very limited. And Ishvara's upadhis are inclusive of Jiva's upadhi. Therefore, can say what? Ishvara has everything. Ishvara's power is omnipotence. Ishvara's knowledge is omniscience. Ishvara's presence is omnipresence. Whereas individuals who express himself through this body, mind, sense, complex, three upadhis, there is knowledge is limited. Potency is limited. Presence also is limited. Presence is limited. Where presence, upadhis are only here. If you are here means you are not there. So presence is limited. Potency is limited. Knowledge also is limited. Limited knowledge. Alpajnaha. Individual is alpajnaha. Ishvara is sarvajnaha. Individual is alpashaktiman. Ishvara is sarvashaktiman. Ishvara is sarvagataha sarvavyapi. This individual is not sarvavyapi. Understand now? Therefore, from the standpoint of the Vachyartha, there is difference between Jivaha and Ishvaraha. There's difference between microcosmic being and the macrocosmic being from the standpoint of the Vachyartha. That is why individual is a worshipper. Ishvara is the worshipped. Individual is the one who is praying to Ishvara. Ishvara is the one who is praying to. There is division. There is duality. There is Jiva Ishvara Bedaha. There is difference between microcosm and the macrocosm. Which this difference is relatively real. This difference is real or not? It is not unreal. It is not absolutely real, but it is relatively, empirically, objectively real. How real is this difference? Is it absolutely real? No. Is it unreal? No. It is real. Difference is real. How real it is? Relatively real, objectively real, empirically real. Understand? This difference is there. So difference is there. And there's also non-difference. There's a non-difference. So non-difference from standpoint of what? The standpoint of this upadhis, there is non-difference. ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத், த ரியாலிட்டி, த ஸ்வரூபம், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் த இண்டிவிஜுவல் இண்டிவிஜுவாலிட்டி இஸ் பாசிபிள், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் டோட்டாலிட்டி பீங் டோட்டல் இஸ் பாசிபிள். த சம் ட்ரூத், த ஸ்வரூபம், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இண்டிவிஜுவல் இஸ் பாசிபிள், தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி டோட்டல் இஸ் பாசிபிள். தட் ட்ரூத் இஸ் ஒன் அண்ட் தி சேம். த ட்ரூத் வி டு நாட் we are going to, we have to arrive at the truth. Okay? And that truth is Satyam. Satyam is what? The reality which has no beginning, which has no end, which is not subject to change, which is of nature of existence, which is independent. Understand? So this beginningless, endless, changeless, independent, inexplicable reality is the reality of this individual and the total. That reality happens to be one, one and the only reality, which is Satyam. Whereas Upadis are all Mithya. Why? The Jiva Upadi, body, mind and complex, or three bodies have different existence. So three worlds also have different existence. Isha Upadis are also Mithya. Jiva Upadis also are Mithya. Okay? From the standpoint of Mithya, Mithya means what? Which has no, that which has no independent existence is Mithya. So from the standpoint of Mithya, Upadis of Jiva and Ishvara, there is difference. The standpoint of the truth of Jiva and Ishvara, there is non-difference. From the standpoint of Satyam, there is non-difference. The standpoint of Mithya Upadis, there is difference. There must be difference, there must be non-difference also. Only then equation can be made. If there is no difference at all, equation need not be made. This only difference, no, equation can need not be made, cannot be made. This only difference means equation is not possible. So there's this definitely difference alone is there between Jiva and Ishvara. Then equation is not possible. There's no difference at all. No, equation is not necessary. There must be difference. There must be non-difference also. Then equation is possible. Therefore, Tatyatvam Asi is a beautiful equation. Okay, equation which reveals the essential oneness of Jiva and Ishvara, individual and the total. Understand? So from which standpoint? You have to understand. So if you see the meanings of the word Tvam and Tat indicate denoting Jiva and Ishvara, from the standpoint of the Vachyartha. Vachyartha Drishtya Bhedaha Asti. Vachyartha Drishtya Bhedaha Asti. There is difference from the standpoint of the literal direct meaning of the word Tattantvam. But from the standpoint of Lakshyartha, Lakshyartha Drishtya Jiveshwarayoho Bhedaha Nasti. There is non-difference between Jiva and Ishvara from the standpoint of the Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word Jiva and Ishvara. Tatan Tvam. Is it clear? So with this understanding, and now we are going to see how Shankaracharya is going to help us analyze this statement in this. Okay? So, yesterday I said, it's a Lakshanavrittihi. A specific the vritti, the method operated, used to arrive at the meaning conveyed by this equation. What is the vritti, the method, okay, used here to analyze the statement and thereby to arrive at the certain meaning? what exactly this meaning con- the word sentence conveys. Listen, to arrive at the non-difference conveyed by this statement. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam conveys a fact. And to arrive at the fact conveyed by this Mahavakyam, isn't it? The vritti used is what? Lakshana vrittihi. Okay? So what Lakshana vrittihi we understand here? How it is analyzed? How, very simple. You know, already I have taught you. Finished. Teaching is over. But still, you're going to understand. We're just going to be with this teaching. You're going to see very clearly. Understand? Okay. With this introduction, I'm going to begin today the text. And in this text, Shankara Bhagavatpada first presents the benedictory verse. A verse of benediction. Why? Because any author, every author begins his work with a prayer, invoking the grace of Bhagavan in order not to have any obstacles in completing the text, and also to invoke the grace that this book must be beneficial for those who read this. Many people must benefit from reading and understand the contents of this text. For this purpose, they always authors begin there because the Shabda is there. Any author writes something means not irresponsible. Nowadays people write something, whatever they know, they write. What do they know they write? They don't even think whether what I have understood is correct or not. They don't even think. But here people, when they have thorough, clear vision, no doubt at all, Ashangra Bhagavatpada. When there's no doubt at all, very clear, yes, he presents his vision. The whole teaching presents in his book. In all his books, he presents. And what is the purpose? Yan Petra Inbam Pirhayuvayaham. May the world, all the people in the world, also get the benefit which I enjoyed. As a benefit of knowledge which I enjoyed, others also get it. There's a magnanimity, a generosity. Isn't it? Let me keep it. I know this. Let me keep it myself. That means there's no vision. Again, such a Buddha is there, there's no vision. In this vision, the people, when they have the exalted luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness being their own sarupam, and they only want to share. Because giving will not reduce their happiness. Stating them will reduce their happiness. They're very happy too. Understand? So there's expression of fullness again. Sharing always expression of their vision. Of being the fullness only. So he presents his text here. And so here also he begins his text with the prayer. So the first he invokes the grace of Bhagavan to ward off the obstacles, able to complete the text. Also to make this text, you know, enjoyable, available for the people who will benefit from its teaching. And next, then the second verse also, he invokes the grace of the Guru. Okay? Expressing his gratitude to the Guru. Okay. Let's begin the text today on a very auspicious day of Chaturdashi Tithi. After having darshanam of Apita Kuchamba Samita, Sharanashaiswara Swami, we are bringing the text. Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Apita Kuchamba Samitaya Shri Arunachaleshwaraya Swamini Paramatmane Parabrahmane. Okay, and this book, I got it from Ramakrishna Matam and they published by them. Please see that this book has two books again. This, if you go inside, you can see this another book. Atma Jnana Upadesha Vidhi. Can you all see? At the back. Two books. I'll be interested in doing the text also, if time permits. Okay? We'll do the one first book. So, here also, the publisher begins this work. stating Sri Ganeshaya Namaha. We cannot do anything without invoking the grace of Bhagavan as the remover of obstacles. So Sri Ganeshaya Namaha. When the very word does what? Ganeshaha. Ganana Misha Ganeshaha. Salutations unto Bhagavan, the Lord of countless number of groups of beings. Countless number of groups of countless number of beings. So no obstacle can come from anything belonging to any group. That's the idea. Sargasthiti pralaya hetu machintya shakti. Okay, we read the first now. Sarga. Read sarga. Sthiti. Pralaya. Hetum. Sargasthiti pralaya hetum. Okay. Whoever does not know Samskritam script, and you can make the best use of the teachers available here. We have teacher number 1, Tristan. Teacher number 2, Sachin. Teacher number 3, Thiru. Teacher number 4, Krishnaji. Okay. Teacher number 5, Sarthaka. Teacher number 6, Yashoda. Teacher number 7, Padmanima. Okay. The 7th is available for less number of people. Teacher number 9, that Ambi. Okay. So if available, please catch hold of them. Try to learn, make this time to learn Sanskrit. Okay. You have 9 teachers in this group. And Anjali also, basically her language is Hindi. So she knows the script. Sarga sthiti pralaya hetum. Sarga sthiti pralaya hetum. One compound. Okay. One compound order. Ekam samastam padam sargasthiti pralaya hetum achintya shaktim number second word, second compound word. Vishveshwaram, third compound word. Vishvesham, third word. Vidita vishvam. Fourth word, Vidita Vishwam. Fifth word, Anantamurtim. Anantamurtim. Vimukta Bandhanam. Next compound word, Vimukta Bandhanam. Apara Sukha Ambu Rashim. Apara Sukha Ambu Rashim. Apara Sukhambu Rashim. Apara Sukhambu Rashim. Sri Vallabham Vimala Bodha Ghanam. Vimala Bodha Ghanam Namami. Very simple, beautiful word. Verse. You all know Namami is a simple present tense. First person singular verb, namami, I bow to. Then whom do I bow to? I bow to Bhagavan. So all these words are in objective case. Okay. All these words are objective case because whom do I worship? Whom do I bow to? The Lord. So the Lord, all these words describing the Lord, must be in what? Objective case. The Lord is the object of the object here. Now, subject I need not tell you. Who is the one who bows to? Very verb tells you I. Aham is implied here. Listen, I bow to the Lord. Aham namami. Kidrusham Ishram Aham namami. I bow to the Lord. Aham Ishram namami. Kidrusham Ishram. The words describe. Okay. Now, let us see the meaning here. Sargast ஸ்திதி பிரலய ஹேது அசிந்த்ய சக்திம் சர்க ஸ்திதி பிரலய ஹேது அசிந்த்ய சக்திம் சர்க ஸ்திதி பிரலய ஹேது அசிந்த்ய சக்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபார சுகம்புராசிம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபார சுகம்புராசிம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபார சுகம்புராசிம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபார சுகம்புராசிம் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போதகனம் நமாமி ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போதகனம் நமாமி ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போதகனம் நமாமி ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போதகனம் நமாமி சர்க ஸ்திதி பிரலய ஹேது அசிந்த்ய சக்திம் சர்க ஸ்திதி பிரலய ஹேது அசிந்த்ய சக்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் விமுக்த பந்தனமபார சுகம்புராசிம் சாரி நிர்முக்த பந்தன நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபார சுகம்புராசிம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனமபார சுகம்புராசிம் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போதகனம் நமாமி ஓகே. So here, Shri Vallabham Namami. Oh no, Shri Vallabhaha. So Shri here means the wealth in its entirety. All forms of wealth in their entirety, all beauty in its entirety is meant by the word Shrihi. ஸ்ரீஹி ஈகாராந்த ஸ்திரீலிங்க சப்த ஸ்ரீஹி அண்ட் ஸ்ரீயாஹ வல்லபஹ ஸ்ரீயாஹ வல்லபஹ ஸ்ரீவல்லபஹ வல்லபஹ மீன்ஸ் பிலவட் ஹஸ்பண்ட் த லார்ட் சோ ஸ்ரீவல்லபஹ சோ பகவான் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் All forms of wealth in their entirety is Shri Vallabhaha. You can say Madhavaha, Lakshmi Patihi, husband of Lakshmi. That's the meaning. So Shri Vallabham Aham Namami, I bow to the Lord. Okay. One who is endowed with the entirety, all forms of wealth in their entirety. And Kidrusham Shivallabham Namami, about which sort of Lord? Don't take this Lord for granted. It's Sarga Sthiti Pralaya Hetum. What I mean to take is, Bhagavan is, who is Bhagavan? Look at this beautiful word, okay? Who is Ishwaraha? Who is the Lord? The answer is coming. The Lord is the one who is the cause, the source of creation, sustenance and resolution. Sargaha means creation. Sthitihi means sustenance, existence. Pralayaha means resolution. Sargaha, masculine noun. Sthitihi, feminine noun. Pralayaha, masculine noun again. Okay? Sargaha, sthitihi, pralayaha. சர்க்க ஸ்திதி பிரளய ஹேது சர்க்கஸ்ய ஹேது ஸ்திதேஹே ஹேது பிரளயஸ்ய ஹேது ஹேது மீன்ஸ் சோர்ஸ் ஹேது மீன்ஸ் தி காஸ் சோ ஐ பௌ டு த லார்ட் ஸ்ரீ வல்லபா, தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஒன் ஹூ சென்ட் அவுட் வித் ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் வெல்த் தர் என்டைரிட்டி, தி லார்ட் தி ஒன்லி சோர்ஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் சர்க்கா கிரியேஷன் ஸ்திதி சஸ்டினன்ஸ் பிரளயா ரெசல்யூஷன். ஓகே, நவ் ஹியர் ஐ ஹேவ் டு ஸ்டாப் அண்ட் எக்ஸ்பிளைன். Whenever Upanishad in any Vedantic texts, Ishvara is presented as the Lord of, the source of, the cause of, the creation, sustenance and resolution of the universe, the origination, existence, resolution of the universe, Lord is presented as the Upadana Karanam. Intelligent. Lord is presented as both the causes. Upadana karanam, the material cause. Lord is also an intelligent cause. Lord is one inseparable, intelligent and material causes of the entire universe. Understand? So, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Kaha Ishwaraha kaha. Who is Ishvara? One word answer. Binary answer you have to give. Ishvaraha kaha. Jagataha abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Bhagavan is the one inseparable, intelligent or efficient and the material causes of this universe. Okay. Which means what is material? Bhagavan's power of knowing. The power of knowing, which remains unmanifested and which is called Maya, is the creative power. Okay? And that power being non-separate from Bhagavan, Bhagavan is a powerful source of power. The power is the material cause, and being source of the power, Bhagavan is intelligent cause also. Understand? Therefore, Bhagavan is the both the causes. Sarga sthiti palaya hetuhu. Hetum. What case from it is? Second. Okay? Sarga sthiti palaya hetum namami. The next. Achintya shaktim namami. Bhagavan is achintya shaktihi. Okay. Now, chintyam means, you know, conceivable. Chinti means conceivable. Achinti means what? Inconceivable. Immeasurable. Okay. Shaktihi means power. See, this morning I said, the potency in its entirety is what? The Shakti, the source of all powers, all energies is one power. It's called a power of knowing. That power of knowing is what? The Surupma of also, nature of the reality also. Then the power of knowing. The power of knowing is unmanifested, is called Maya. Manifest is the world. And where does that power exist? That power does not have existence outside of the Bhagavan. The source. Bhagavan is the powerful. Therefore, we say Bhagavan, that's why we say Bhagavan is omnipotent, because omnipotency is not separate. Bhagavan is omniscient, because omniscience is inseparable. Isn't it? So here, almighty, we say Bhagavan. So Ananya Shakti, Achintya Shakti means Bhagavan who is. Here you understand. This the Bhagavan who is endowed with this. Bhagavan means source of this inexplicable, inconceivable, immeasurable power. The source of all powers. இது அச்சிந்த சக்தி. ஓகே, ஐ ஆம் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டு யூ வாட் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி மீன் இட் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி மென்ட் பை த வேர்ட் பவர் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்வரா. ஈஸ்வர சக்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? I'm going to explain to you separately in another session. Okay? Now you understand, there's no such thing called power at all outside of Bhagavan. See, what is the distance between fire and its burning power? No distance. Just as fire is endowed with the inseparably the burning power, sun is endowed with the inseparably endowed with the illumining power. Here is in Bhagavan who is of the subtlest nature, is endowed with the inexplicable this power, creative power. Understand? Bhagavan does not create, but he is blessed and endowed with the power. So, ananya shakti. So, whom should we bow to? Whom should we seek help from? Achinta Shakti, is it? You always go to the most powerful person. When you want power, you must go to the most powerful. Achinta Shakti. So, Achinta Shakti Shri Vallabha, Achinta Shaktim Shri Vallabham Namami. The third compound comes. Achintya Shakti Yasya. Achintya Shakti Yasya. Saha Achinta Shakti. The one whose power is inconceivable is Achintya Shakti. Okay. Sargasthiti Pralayanam Hetuhu. Sargasthiti Pralaya Hetuhu. Next. Vishveshwaraha. Therefore, Bhagavan being the cause of the origination, sustenance, and resolution of the universe, Bhagavan is the one who is endowed with the immeasurable, inconceivable power. Bhagavan is the ruler of the entirety of the universe. Vishwasi Ishwaraha, the ruler, the lord of the entire universe. Then, Vidita Vishwam. Vidita Vishwam. Viditam Vishwam Yena. Viditam Vishwam Yena. Saha Vidita Vishwaha. Who is Bhagavan? Vidita Vishwaha. Vidita means known. Vidita is the past passive participle of the verb veti. Veti knows. Vidita known. Viditam Vishwam Yena. Saha Vidita Vishwaha. The one by whom the universe is known. The one without whose presence universe can never have the status of being the known. The universe can never have the status of being the known without Bhagavan. The universe enjoys the status of being the known, isn't it? Only because of the knower of the world. The only absolute, the only knower of the absolute knower of the ever known universe. Understand? Which means the universe will ever be the known. Universe can never become the knower. The only knower of the known universe is Bhagavan. Bhagavan, there's no knower of the universe other than Bhagavan, outside Bhagavan. Is it clear now? Vidita Vishwaha. Vidita Vishwam Anantamurtim. Okay. Murtihi is a beautiful stilling shabda, which feminine gender word, which means a form. Murtihi. So, Anantaha Murtayaha Yasya. Anantaha Murtayaha Yasya. The one whose forms are countless, limitless, endless. the one who is of the form of countlessness, one who is of the countless number of forms, innumerable, countless number of forms. See, Bhagavan is absolutely formless, abstract. Bhagavan is in the form of, is or endowed with the countless number of forms. Got it? Formless Bhagavan alone is in the form of countless number of forms. Ananta Murtihi. Which form is Bhagavan's form? Bhagavan has no form. What are these forms? All these forms are Bhagavan. Understand? Water is not a wave. All the waves are water. All the waves are wave forms are forms of water only. Water doesn't have a wave form. All the forms, wave forms are of water. Understand? Yeah, Ananta Murthy. Again, when you say Ananta Murthy, already we are helped to see Bhagavan as the one in the form of everything that we see. Nothing that is which is perceived is not Bhagavan. All Ananta Murthy, one who is of the countless number of forms, means what? Form, forms are Bhagavan. Sound forms are Bhagavan. Smell forms are Bhagavan. Taste forms are Bhagavan. Touch forms are Bhagavan. Understand? All countless number of objects perceived through five different senses, five different objects obtaining in countless number of forms, perceived through five different sense organs, are all Bhagavan's forms. Understand? Ananta Murtihi. So, to invoke, see, seeing everything as Ishvara means, then that object isn't there. If I see this Biro as Ishvara means, there's no Biro. It's only Ishvara. It can be any harmful to me. That's the idea. Ananta Murtihi. Ananta Murtim Shivalabham Namami. Next. Nirmukta Bandhanam. Bhagavan is Nirmukta Bandhanaha. Muktaha means free. Nirmuktaha means absolutely free from bondage. Bhagavan was never, Bhagavan does not become bound. So Bhagavan need not attain moksha. Understand? Bhagavan is not bound. Bhagavan needed to attain moksha also. Bhagavan, Ishvara, the whole, is ever free from bondage. Bhagavan has no birth. Bhagavan has no death. Bhagavan does not need to go through the paths of opposites. Bhagavan does not have parabdha karma, hanchita karma, agami karma. Everything is Bhagavan. All the births are Bhagavan. All the deaths are Bhagavan. All the paths of opposites are Bhagavan. All experiences of Bhagavan. Understand? The experiencer is Bhagavan. Experience is Bhagavan. Experienced objects are Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is ever free from bondage. Bhagavan also sleeps. When he sleeps, once in Chatur Yugas, four Yugas, he falls asleep. When Mahapralaya takes place, I definitely have to do one class on these Yugas. Okay, I will do it. When Mahapralaya takes place, the whole cosmos remains, all 14 worlds dissolve and resolve in Bhagavan, then Bhagavan remains in sleep. How do you think Bhagavan would be in his sleep? Exactly how you are in your deep disturbance-free sleep. So Bhagavan also இஸ் தேர் இன் டியூரிங் மகாபிரளய கால. சோ மகாபிரளய கால இஸ் பகவான்ஸ் ஸ்லீப், யோக நித்ரா. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? And again, when the stillness in Bhagavanship is disturbed, when he wakes up, and Bhagavan waking up means what? Srishti. Understand? Srishti. Anyway, so what I want to say, all these forms are, there is Srishti. The Bhagavan is there, the world is there, sthiti. And the whole world which exists is what? Bhagavan's sthiti. The whole world dissolves again and outside of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is ever free. Understand? Bhagavan is not woken up by his parabdha karma phala. Understand? And we are woken up from sleep. We are awakened. What wakes us up? Parabdha karma phala. Even to come all the way to this place, now we are using this place, adding means nothing will happen without some punyam somewhere. Some punyam will exhaust. So ananta murtihi nirmukta bandhanaha. Don't think Bhagavan has bondage like us. Understand? Bhagavan is ever free. Nirmukta bandhanaha. Apara sukhambu rashihi. Apara sukhambu rashim. Objective is apara sukhambu rashim rashihi Bhagavan. The name of Bhagavan is what? Apara sukhambu rashihi. Okay. Rashihi is a beautiful feminine gender word. Rashihi means collection, accumulation, heap. Rashihi means accumulation. No, heap. Heap is called Rashi. Huge heap. Rashihi. Collection, accumulation, abundance is Rashi. But here, Ambu Rashihi. Ambu means water. Amburashihi means a reservoir of water or ocean. Ocean is what? Amburashihi. Ambudhihi means ocean. Amburashihi also means ocean. Ocean, which is a reservoir of water. Amburashihi, Ambudhihi. Now, Bhagavan is, so Amburashihi literally means what? Ocean, reservoir of water. But here, if you take it as ocean, Bhagavan is ocean of happiness. Sukham means happiness. Sukhasya Amburashihi, Sukhamburashihi. Ocean of happiness. You take the word Amburashihi as ocean, Bhagavan is ocean of happiness. The ocean is mentioned here to say the immeasurability. See, we don't have words to express immeasurability. Okay. Oh, apara sukham. Para sukham means what? Limited. Apara means limitless. So Bhagavan is the ocean of limitless happiness. Bhagavan is the ocean of limitless happiness, means Bhagavan is the only source of happiness. Bhagavan is the only source of limitless happiness, everlasting happiness, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, limitless happiness. Bhagavan, so apara sukhamburashihi. Apara sukhamburashim. Okay. One more compound we have. Vimala bodhaghanam. Bodha means knowledge. Bodha means knowledge. And Vimala Bodha means pure knowledge. Pure knowledge. And Ganaha means all. So Bhagavan, who is, in what form Bhagavan is? Bhagavan who obtains in the form of pure knowledge. Bhagavan who is of the nature of pure knowledge. Ghanam means all condensed. Okay. Bhagavan is of the, Bhagavan is the source of all knowledge. Bhagavan is of the nature of pure knowledge. Bhagavan is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Okay, so here, let me make it. The way pure, we should say here, when you are fast asleep, in sleep, when you are there as the knower, isn't it? You are knower or not in sleep? Not knowing you are the knower, you are the knower. Understand? You are in sleep as the knower, not knowing that you are the knower. Is it clear? Are you there in sleep or not? Are you the knower or not in sleep? Yes. You are the knower. But do you know that you are the knower in sleep? No. You are the knower without knowing that you are the knower in sleep. When you are there, okay, as asleep, what do you know? What are you able to recollect in the waking state? Total ignorance. In sleep, you are all when you are there, not knowing that you are the knower, and you are the knower of total ignorance. Is it true or not? Tell me. What is total ignorance? Not knowing your own existence is ignorance of self-existence. Ignorance of the existence of the world is what? Total ignorance. Is it clear? Okay. Not knowing your own existence is ignorance of self-existence. Not knowing the existence of the world is ignorance of the existence of the world. Is ignorance of the existence of one's own self, one's own self and the world is what? Total ignorance. So total ignorance is what? Not absence of knowledge. Understand? Total ignorance is not absence of knowledge. Total ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. Is it clear? Clear or not? The ignorance which is known. Okay. Now, is the knower obtaining deep sleep state affected by ignorance? Touched by ignorance? Light illumines this color, blue color. Is the light in the blue color become blue? Touched? Tainted? Anything illumined by the light, anything and everything is illumined by the light, does not taint, isn't it? Light which illumines different colors here is not affected by, touched by, tainted by the color. Is it clear? Similarly, the knower of total ignorance is not touched, tainted, affected by ignorance. Is it clear? The knower of the ignorance is what? Knower of ignorance knows. Why is the knower of ignorance is not called as knower? Because he knows. Is it? He or she. The knower is neither he nor she. But there's a knower. That knower, why does he know? Why does that know? The knower knows because knowing is the nature. Understand? And what is the pure knowledge? Understand? The pure knowledge is not affected by ignorance. That the illuminator, the knower of ignorance, which is not tainted, touched by ignorance, is called what? Is said to be pure knowledge. Not contaminated, not polluted. Is it clear? The light illumines many colors. The illumined objects do not taint, touch, contaminate the light. Similarly, the pure consciousness, the pure knowledge, which by its very nature knows total ignorance, is not touched. Is it clear? Similarly, in Mahapralaya Kala also, there is total ignorance. Understand? During Mahapralaya Kala also, there is total ignorance. When nothing is manifest, and the total ignorance is called what? Maya. Therefore, Bhagavan, see, when our individual ignorance is called avidya, the total ignorance, ignorance reference to the totality is called what? Maya. Is it clear? Got it? Now, Bhagavan who is the nature of pure knowledge, untouched, untainted by Maya, is called what here? What's the word here? Vimala Bodha Ghanaha. You have to understand your deep sleep state to understand Bhagavan Swarupa. I just enjoy what I'm saying. I don't know what else to listen to. I really see it, what I'm saying. Got what I'm saying? Vimala Bodha Ghanaha. Bhagavan, who is of the nature of pure knowledge, untainted, untouched by Maya. You can never understand Maya. I have to help you understand your ignorance. Make you understand Ishvara's sleep. Understand? Your sleep is Ishvara's Maya. Ishvara's sleep is called Maya. Your sleep is called Nidra. Is it clear? Got it? So, Vimala Bodha Ganaha. See, Gana means the condensed, thick. Bhagavan is of the nature of pure thick. Thickness means the thickness doesn't mean you can't really, don't take it literally as the thickness. This all knowledge. Bhagavan is of the nature of pure all knowledge. Okay? Untainted, untouched by Maya. That's a Vimala. Understand? The Vimala implies purity and blemish free. It's untouched. See, the problem is, we may think, when there's ignorance also is there. But does Bhagavan have ignorance? Our minds have ignorance. Our minds have ignorance. I mean, the ignorance is, understand now, there's no person-to-person connection. Ignorance is there as, understand now, as the attribute of the intellect. Ignorance is there. Our intellect's attribute, isn't it? Being ignorant, having ignorance. Bhagavan doesn't have ignorance. There's no possessor-possessed connection. You can't separate Bhagavan's ignorance. What is ignorance? There's no ignorance. Bhagavan sleep. Understand? Bhagavan sleep is Maya. Bhagavan is fast asleep. What is there? Maya. Does it touch? So you can't say Bhagavan has Maya. No. Bhagavan is ever of the nature of pure, all knowledge, untouched, untainted by Maya. Vimala Bodha Ganaha, Shuddha Jnana Swarupavan. Okay. We finished the first verse. Okay. Sargasthiti pralaya hetu machintya shaktim. Sargasthiti pralaya hetu machintya shaktim. Vishveshwaram vidita vishwamananta murtim. Vishveshwaram vidita vishwamananta murtim. Nirmukta bandhanam apara sukham burashim. Nirmukta bandhanam apara sukham burashim. Srivallabham vimala bodhaghanam namami. Srivallabham vimala bodhaghanam namami. Nirmukta bandhanam apara sukham burashim. Nirmukta bandhanam apara sukham burashim. Srivallabham vimala bodhaghanam namami. Srivallabham vimala bodhaghanam namami. Next verse. You can move on. Ready? Yeah, Vallabha, Vallabha. Vallabha, wife. Vallabha, husband. Vallabha, beloved. Vallabha, the master, possessor. Shriyaha Vallabha, the beloved of Lakshmi, Shri Vallabha. Parvati Vallabha, Shiva. You are Ushma Vallabha. So you'll never forget the names. Yasya prasadat. Yasya prasadat. Ahameva Vishnuhu. Yasya prasadat. Ahameva Vishnuhu. Mayeva. Sarvam parikalpitancha. Mayeva. Sarvam parikalpitam cha. Itham vijanami sada atmarupam tasya anghri padmam. Tasya anghri padmam pranataha asmi. Pranatosmi. Nityam. As even I'm reading, the way I'm reading, you must have understood the meaning. Where I leave the past, isn't it? Okay. Now, asmi. Asmi means am. So, it implies I am here. Okay. How am I here? Pranataha asmi. I remain bowing. Pranataha. I remain as the one who has bowed to. I remain as the one who has bowed. Because pranataha is what? Tapratyanta shabda, isn't it? Pranataha. I remain here as the one who has bowed. Vanangiyavanaha irikkindren. Vanangiyavanaha irikkindren. I try my best to get an exact translation. Okay. I remain as the one who has bowed to. Okay. pranatah asmi. When do I remain as the one who is bowed to nityam? Nityam here is an adverb. Sada, always I remain as the one who is bowed to. There's no choice. Okay. Heart remain only bowing to Bhagavan's feet. Okay. So nityam, see, the word nitya, please make a note. Nitya means eternal. Nitya, timeless. So nitya is as adjective, it can be nityaha, nitya, nityam. Nityam chaitanyam. Nityaha atma. Nitya shaktihi. Eternal power, eternal Bhagavan. Nitya is as adjective. Declinable word. Isn't it? Eternal. But nityam here is not an adjective. It's an adverb, which means always. Nityam pranataha asmi. Okay. Whom do I? Okay. I ever, nityam ever, I ever remain as the one who has bowed to the feet of the Lord. So I remain bowing to the Lord's feet. So whom do I bow to? What do I remain bowing to? Here, Angri Padmam. Padmam means lotus. Angrihi means foot. So Angri Padmam, you have to feet, which let us take this lotus feet. I ever remain as the one who has bowed to the lotus feet. Angri Padmam Nityam Pranataha Asmi. Tamarit Tirvadi Yepporum Vanangyavanaha Irikkire. Don't worry. Don't miss anything. Okay. I remain. Okay. Now, whose lotus feet? Kasya Angri Padmam. Now, for your standard of sign language also, oh, very kindergarten language. You understand very well. Don't you feel that way? Very simple. Tasya Angri Padmam Panataha Asmi. I remain as the one who has bowed to the lotus feet of that. Tasya of that Lord. I ever remain bowing to the lotus feet of that Lord. Tasya Angri Padmam Pranataha Asmi. Tasya means Kasya. That Lord means which Lord? So it is said here. Yasya Prasadat. So here, who is the Lord here? Guru. Understand here? I do remain as the one who has bowed to the feet of that great Guru. Guru. Yasya Prasadat. Because of whose grace. Yasya Prasadat. Ever orvarudaya ganugrahathinale. Okay. Yasya Prasadat. Because of whose grace. Prasadat, hetu. Hetu, cause. Yeah. Cause is revealed here. Because of the grace of whom? Because of the grace of whom? Because of whose grace? Vijanami, I know. Because of whose grace? I clearly see. I clearly know. Because vijanami. I distinctly, clearly know. Because of whose grace? I clearly know. Know what? Know when? Sada. Always I clearly see the nature of the self. Atmarupam sadavijanami. Because of whose grace, whose blessings, always I see the nature. I clearly know the nature of the self. I clearly know the nature of the self. Itam, in this manner. Because of whose grace, I clearly always see the nature of the self in this manner. In which manner? Itam means in this manner. As Ahameva Vishnuhu. I, the self, am alone Vishnuhu. I, the self, am Vishnuhu. I see clearly, I know clearly the nature of the self in this manner as I, the self, am. I alone am Vishnuhu. I alone am Vishnuhu. Ahameva Vishnuhu. Is all pervasive reality, consciousness is what I am. Isn't it? Ahameva Vishnuhu. I am Vishnu. I alone am Vishnu. I am Yeva. I alone. I, the consciousness, am alone all pervasive reality. I alone, the Lord Vishnu. Alone am Lord Vishnu. Is it clear out of listening? Sleeping. I'll use number of edges tomorrow morning. Okay. Mayeva sarvam parikalpitam. Mayeva sarvam parikalpitancha. And, cha, and. I know very clearly the nature of the self in this manner that sarvam, everything has been, everything parikalpitam has been projected, manifested in me alone, mayeva. Got it? Sarvam, everything parikalpitam has been projected, brought into manifestation in me only. I alone am Vishnuhu. Everything has been projected, brought into manifestation, brought to light in me only. Itam, in this manner. Okay. I know clearly the nature of the self because of whose grace? Unto that Guru's lotus feet, okay, I ever remain as the one, okay, has bowed to. Here, the way he talks about his Guru, it was his vision. Got it? So, vision cannot happen. Vision of the fact. That's why Advaitam, the vision of non-duality of the reality, is not a contention, is not a view, is not a philosophy. It is a vision of the fact. The fact either remains understood or it remains ununderstood. Fact can be known, fact can be unknown. But it is not a contention. It's not a view of Indian view. No. It's a vision of the fact. But people in India had this vision. There must have many Mahatmas who would have had the same vision elsewhere also. But they might not have expressed And even expressed after the vision might have got extinct, here we have got it. Understand, it's a vision of the fact. And this vision is possible only when the teaching happens. The teaching happens, the teacher must be there. The teacher must know the sampradaya. And there must be the pramanam. The teacher is the mobile pramanam. And the teacher was, for him, he doesn't say from his own, the vision which he has got from the Veda Shastram. Vedanta Shastram, he must have studied from his teacher. So any teacher can transfer the vision and wisdom, what they have gained from their teachers. For all the teachers, from the beginning, the pramanam is Veda Shastram. So Veda Shastram, Vedantic wisdom is in the form of the vision of the teachers. Veda is not written in the books, isn't it? It was taught orally, oral tradition. So it was written only. The Veda Pustakam is always in the form of the head and my thoughts only. The oral tradition was there. The teacher's mind was the book. The book, you know, and the teacher's mind had the book. And where did he get the book? From his teacher's mind. The mind's contents were transferred from one head to the other. So Veda Shastram still surveys what? Remaining of thoughts only. That's why nobody can kill it. People destroyed all of libraries. Banaras Hindu libraries. Okay, people destroyed. They want to undo this. This is the source of this culture. But still, no, they couldn't destroy what? They can kill people. We'll come back, assuming new body. Understand? That's why it is survived. It survived. It survived. Because the vision of the fact is this. So what I'm saying, the vision. The teacher is the one who transfers the vision, who gives the vision. And Pir Hamji always says, the teacher is the teacher only if the teacher, okay, gives vision. Giving the vision means the teacher must make the student see what the teacher sees. If student sees what the teacher sees, student knows the depth of the vision of the teacher. The teacher sees something, student sees something else. Yes, yes, I also see what to see. No. Children should see what exactly the teacher sees. The student enjoys the benefit of the vision, then, okay. Because when the student sees what the teacher sees and that he's seeing, no, he understands that doesn't connect his reasoning, then he accepts the teacher. Isn't it? So here, therefore, the communication is so important and the guru. Guru stands for what? Shastram also here. And when the guru properly communicates and the vision cannot miss. Devotion student is there. Like if he communicates, it should happen, vision should happen. And it is guru's grace, guru's blessings. So, yasya prasadat, the one because of whose blessings, whose grace alone, I clearly know always the nature of the self in this manner. As I alone am Vishnu. Everything has been projected, brought into manifestation in me only. Itam in this manner, I see clearly, I know clearly always. The nature of the self. One can see this only from the standpoint of the self, not the standpoint of the body. Isn't it? If a person sees one's own self as Atma, the standpoint of one's essential nature's Atma, where I should be resolved. Then where should the wave be resolved? Wave cannot be resolved anywhere other than the water. There's no wave other than the water. The content of the form and name wave is water. The substantive wave is water. The truth of wave is water. Like this, minus water, there cannot be wave. So that without which I cannot be there. I, the first single point, can't be there at all. The content of I, the truth of I, the substance of substantive I is nothing but pure consciousness. Abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest consciousness. Understand? And how do I arrive at it? I was the grossest person, having strong identity with the gross physical body only, not knowing anything beyond the body. These are we are all initially. And gradually we have to see there are subtle powers which are distinct from the physical part, etc. You come to the subtle powers itself is a big leap. It's a big, longest journey, longer than traveling from Madras to Tiruvannamalai. Is it? Only 5 hours journey. It is ages for us to come to shift my identity from physical body. Oh, it's not just this physical body. Beyond this physical body, physical parts, there are subtle powers. And different powers which serve as different lights, limit different objects. That's why I close my eyes, I can hear the bus noise, but I can't see the light. If you close my ears, I can't see the light. I can't see the sound, hear the sound, which means each sense power is amazing light. I come to know the distinct. These powers are distinct. The powers are distinct because of which hands function, act, the legs act, speech is possible. I understand the powers. Oh, I'm not just this physical body. These are powers also there. Not only these powers, it's our mind. The physiological functions are happening. I don't need to have open heart surgery to know whether heart is functioning or not. Without that, I understand all functions are happening. No suffocation, my breathing, I find out. Suffocation also I make out. Functions apart from that. There's a time I know I am. There's a time I do not know that I am. I know I am. I also do not know I am. Don't say I am not, okay? I am knowing I am. I am not knowing I am. It's all mind. Isn't it? I am knowing the world is. I am knowing the world is. I am not knowing the world is. I am always. It means something called mind. The three states of experience. And three states of experience are different. So, there's also mind beyond this. So, this understanding has a big leap. And then, they're all changing. Known or all. Knower is different from the known. So, you are not the known. You are not the known. You are not distant from the known. But you, the knower, are non-distant but distinct from the known. And that you, the knower, you are the knower means you must, whether you want, you don't want, you like, you don't like, you must claim the fact that you are the knower. Understand? Once you claim that you are the knower, you have to see the fact of yourself being distinct. Not distant. And who are you, the knower? You are the consciousness. You are the pure knowledge. And the pure consciousness is all pervasive. Therefore, implement the term Vishnu. Who is Lord Vishnu? Ahameva Vishnu. Mayeva Sarvam Prakashitam. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், மையே சர்வம் பரிகல்பித்தஞ்ச இத்தம் விஜானாமி எஸ்ய பிரசாதாது. ஐ நோ இன் திஸ் மேட்டர் வெரி கிளியர்லி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹூஸ் கிரேஸ். ஓகே, தஸ்ய அங்கி பத்மம் பணத்தக அஸ்மி நித்யம். ஐ ரிமைன் எவர் பவிங் டு லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் தட் குரு. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், கீதா ஹஸ் கம், so we'll stop the class. I'm sorry, you have to, you need 5 minutes break. Okay, just 5 minutes, so she has come. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So next session will be in the afternoon, my session. Okay.